You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Friday, August the 1st of 2025. The time is 7:23. Hopefully it's not been a tricky day up to this point, but it could be a tricky day if you're somebody who's affected by the air quality. Once again today, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has issued an air quality advisory for the entirety of the 98.9 WXCO listening area. In fact, all of Wisconsin again, the entire state of Wisconsin coming together as one with the air quality advisory going on until noon today. So please again, consider rescheduling or moving all activities inside this morning, or go inside if you have symptoms. And people with asthma, follow your asthma action plan and keep relief medicine handy. And also make sure that if you're somebody with heart disease, symptoms such as palpitations, shortness of breath, or unusual fatigue may indicate a serious problem. If you have any of these, contact your healthcare provider. And again, otherwise, another very pleasant start, actually. Cool temperatures, very refreshing temperatures. Right now, live from our studios in downtown Wausau, the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Partly sunny skies, temperature of 50 degrees. I am Chad Holmes, joined by our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Friday, the first day of August. We have made it through another month. It is now time to start the month of August. Start of a weekend. A lot of good stuff to look forward to.
Absolutely. Yeah, the final days of the Wisconsin Valley Fair happening.
That is true.
This weekend, the Central Wisconsin Area a Community Theater is finishing up their shows for Romeo and Juliet. This weekend. I'm trying to think. There are some other.
Well, we are very happy to be supporting South Beach Up North 2025.
That's right.
It is Wausau's 19th annual Chamber Music Festival, and you have free chances. Again, this is just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Wausau area native Michael Andrews is coming back here to Central Wisconsin. He's based in South Florida. That's why they call it South Beach Up North. He has a group, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, down in South Florida. But he comes back here, as we heard earlier this week on Tuesday, talking about the fact that he comes up here for a couple of months. Number one, it gets very hot and humid down in Florida during the summer. But also, he wants to bring back something here, and he does that with these concerts. And they have concerts two this weekend and three more next week. And again, we will be joined by Michael Andrews early next week on Tuesday, I believe, and actually Wednesday. It'll be Wednesday to talk about three more shows that are going on next week. But here in Wausau, you have an opportunity to see shows both on Saturday and Sunday, and again for free, and wonderful, wonderful chamber music. Saturday at 6 p.m., it is Mozart on the Move. It's at the First UU Church in Wausau. It also features a student string quartet, students from Central Wisconsin. Nice. Again, that is at 6 p.m. on Saturday, First UU Church in Wausau. And on Sunday at the Wausau Conservatory of Music at 2 p.m., from Spain and Cuba, Arriaga, and Orban string quartets
two outstanding opportunities, different shows. So you can go on Saturday at 6, see one production, and then on Sunday at 2, a different production here in Wausau, South Beach Up North 2025. And then next week we'll talk about the shows Thursday, Friday, and Sunday of next week. Another show here in Wausau Thursday of next week on August 7th at the Woodson Art Museum, 6 p.m., Hayden Shostakovich. Ooh. And I probably completely missed that name, but we will make sure that Michael Andrews gets it right when he comes in next week. But Hayden Shostakovich and Shamanad Piano Trios, again, Woodson Art Museum on Thursday at 6. And the same production featuring the piano trios will go up to Minocqua on Friday and then Marshfield on Sunday. So again, he takes this on the road, but the first three of the productions are here in Wausau Saturday, Sunday this weekend, and Thursday of next week. And again, we'll get more from Michael Andrews when he pays a return visit coming up on Wednesday of next week. In fact, next week we have some very interesting guest coming in.
Nice.
Coming up on Monday morning, we're going to be talking about, I think, another, and again, we try to have a mixture of discussions. We'll talk about the things that get under my skin and get me moving, you know, politically. But at the same time, we also like to bring in folks that are doing some good things. And on August the 15th, there's going to be a back-to-school bash at the Athens Elementary School parking lot. And it's about raising items, so there are free items given to families in need for the start of the new school year. Mm-hmm. And if there's a chance, if you're a family that needs some items for the new school year, it's a chance to go and stock up. And also it's a chance for those who have the ability to maybe donate to do that as well. So Alicia Hoffman, who is running this event, will be joining us on Monday of next week to talk about it. We mentioned this scholarship fundraiser as well at Wausau East. That's raising money in honor of a former teacher who passed away after a battle with cancer last year. And one of her co-workers, a Phi Ed teacher and coach at Wausau East, is raising money for a scholarship to a student at Wausau East whose family is fighting cancer. So we'll hear about that on Tuesday of next week as well. And then we'll have Michael Andrews on Wednesday. We'll have Nancy Stencil Thursday. So a full week coming up next week.
You'll be busy.
The time is 7:30. More to come here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Up a few degrees, we are now at 54 degrees under sunny skies here in downtown Wausau. The time is 7:53 on this Friday morning. Real quickly, Milwaukee Brewers were off yesterday on the field, but they were also busy in terms of making some deals on the final day before the trade deadline. Of course, the Brewers lead the Chicago Cubs by one game in the National League Central. The Brewers made a deal with the San Diego Padres. The Brewers sent pitcher Nestor Cortez, infielder Jorge Quintana, and cash to the Padres for outfielder Brandon Lockridge. Milwaukee also made a big deal with Arizona. They acquired two pitchers, Shelby Miller and Jordan Montgomery. for a player to be named later, and cash. So Brewers trying to make a little bit of noise here and try to work their way back, give themselves a little bit better of an opportunity when they get back to action tonight, taking on the Washington Nationals on the road.
Nice.
Also, best of luck to the Wausau Post 10 American Legion softball team. They open up play in the state tournament this morning at 10 a.m., that tournament being held in Merrill. Also, the Legion State Baseball Tournament is going on in Stevens Point. A couple teams from the central Wisconsin area were involved early, as D.C. Everest, they were eliminated early. In the Class A tournament, that does begin today in Westby, a couple of central Wisconsin teams in action. Wittenberg is taking on Stratford at 10 a.m. So, again, the baseball aspect with the Legion is coming towards an end as we count down towards the start of high school sports in 3 weeks' time with high school football. So that's a little bit of a look at some of the sports going on. Of course, the Wausau Woodchucks are still in action. They were victorious. They are in a close battle, currently in first place in their division as they get closer and closer to the playoffs. They had a big win last night against Green Bay, 10-9 at Athletic Park. And the thing is, if you've gone to a Woodchuck game at Athletic Park recently, you have not seen the Woodchucks lose. The Woodchucks have been winning a lot of games at home. In fact, they have won 15 games in a row at Athletic Park.
Oh, wow.
So you talk about fun at the old ballpark. You're having fun because, number one, you're going out there having fun, having great ballpark food, having the games that they play at Athletic Park.
Right.
But also, they're winning 15 games in a row, and now they are two games ahead of Madison for the second half championship in the Great Lakes West. The Chucks do need to win that second half title in order to get a playoff spot. So they are in good shape as they head down to the final few games of the regular season.
Keep it up, Woodchucks.
And we talked about things that you can do this weekend, and one of the things you can do tonight is head to Athletic Park. The Woodchucks back home tonight, again, taking on Green Bay. So, again, lots of things you can be doing here in central Wisconsin on a Friday.
It's never boring in the summertime in the Wausau area, for sure.
Exactly. Have you been to the Wisconsin Valley Fair at all? I have not, because, frankly, I'm going to be totally transparent here. I just don't really have a need to go. The only time I've gone to the fair in the last 20 years was last year when we were out there. otherwise, if I have not had to, and again, lots of folks have a lot of fun, but for me, it just, you pay for the park, you pay to get in, pay for everything else. I don't do it. But again, not to say anybody who has a lot of fun, hey, go for it. But have you gone to the fair this year?
I know my family and I have usually gone to the fair, probably not every year, but every other year. We usually have a lot of fun enjoying the good food and the great music and entertainment. Don't worry, I do much of the games and prizes, because I think I tried a few of those games last year. I did not get my money's worth out of that, so...
Right. I mean, the food is great. And that was probably the best part of going last year.
But it is delicious.
No, you can deal with it for a few days. And that was the best part last year when we were hanging out there.
The fair only comes around once a year. I mean, there's no harm in indulging yourself as long as you don't do it like constantly.
Don't make it a habit.
No, don't make it a habit.
Don't make this your normal menu after going to the fair for a few days here during the course of the... during the fourth of this week, so you're exactly right. Did you have a rehearsal last night?
Did not have rehearsal last night. However, we do have a bonus rehearsal tonight, and tonight's a big one because it's our first full run through of the entire show. So,
well, that is a
big
one.
Working out the pacing of everything and. Trying to figure out the timing of the show and how long it'll be, because I did mention this before, it's not a long show. It's actually one of Shakespeare's shortest works he's ever written, but Not to say it won't be like a medium length. Hopefully it'll be under 2 hours, but you never know. It's all about the pacing and how we get our lines out. So
coming up at 8:22, we'll be back. We'll be talking a bit about Obamacare, because it's something that's affected me, and I know a lot of other people in the area. And part of the big, beautiful bill could be a big hike in Obamacare premiums. And we'll talk about the GOP perhaps doing something about that. But coming up next, an information update. Job numbers are in for July. Not great. That's coming up here on WXC. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Temperature continues to rise here on this Friday, the 1st of August. It's now 57 degrees at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the potential of some major increases in the Affordable Care Act. And those folks like myself who did not have health care coverage until Barack Obama and some courageous Democrats passed the Affordable Care Act. However, Donald Trump and Republicans, as part of the big, beautiful bill, have basically put a crisis because they have failed to extend a bucket of funding for the Affordable Care Act. It's slated to expire at the end of this year. And if they don't do anything between now and the end of the year, it could be massive increases insurance premiums.
Oh, gosh.
And the thing about it is there are some Republicans. I probably wouldn't count folks like Ron Johnson and Tom Tiffany as those who would be in favor of trying to do something here to extend the funding to make sure that there's not, say, a 75% increase in premiums. And that's been talked about. 75% when it comes to health care coverage. And the thing about it is Ron Johnson himself was asked, does he favor preserving the Affordable Care Act money? Would he do something to make sure that that funding continues into 2026?
I'm afraid to ask this, but
well, I'll give Ron credit.
What did he say?
He was concise. Ron Johnson responded with a flat no, when asked if he favors preserving the ACA money. He was then asked about colleagues who worry about coverage losses and premium hikes. Not only are there colleagues that worry about coverage losses and premium hikes, there are many Americans who worry about coverage losses and premium hikes. But our Senator, Ronna Johnson, Ronald who loves that Donald, and people like myself who are concerned about this apparently are just Pollyannas, according to Ron Johnson. Because when Ron Rojo Johnson was asked about colleagues, I mean, these are Republican colleagues who worry about coverage losses and premium hikes. And actually, to be true here, I think they worry more about problems getting reelected because of those coverage losses and premium hikes more than the people who are actually hurt by it. But Johnson replied, I think they're way overblowing those concerns.
jeez.
But there are Republicans who say that they should be looking at least modifying the funding for the ACA. And the thing about it is, will there be a political price to pay if Republicans don't do anything? Because they're in control of the House. They're in control of the Senate. Democrats have slammed Republicans for declining to include an extension of the ACA funding in Trump's big, beautiful bill, claiming the GOP will be responsible for the coverage losses, which they will be. Because if I see a 75% increase in my premiums, I know who I'll be blaming. It'll be the folks like Ron Johnson. Senator Patty Murray of Washington said, Republicans have plenty of time to ram through tax cuts for billionaires, but they literally haven't even talked about extending health tax credits for working class families. Republican indifference is a major reason why your premiums will be spiking dramatically this year.
Yeah.
They have been trying, you know, the thing about the Affordable Care Act, in fact, last week when Nancy Stetson was in, I was talking to her about this, and she said that, you know, frankly, she does not think the Affordable Care Act went far enough. But at the same time, back when President Obama and Democrats were trying to get this through, this was the best they could do because of all the complete wall of Republicans, plus a few of the so-called moderate Democrats who were roadblocks in terms of getting coverage for Americans and their health care.
Yeah.
And the thing about it, though, is Republicans, the reason they hate the Affordable Care Act so much is because Barack Obama. This has nothing to do with anything else. This has to do with them wanting to eliminate a trademark piece of legislation passed by Barack Obama. And it's disgusting. And there has to be some sort of penalty for these Republicans if, like Ron Johnson, boy, it's hard to believe it's still three more years of this guy. But, I mean, nope. Millionaire Ron Johnson, nope.
No, it doesn't even explain. He just says no. That's it.
Ron Johnson, that's our senator. Every day he goes further to the right. Every single day Ron Johnson goes further to the right.
Just annoying.
More of Pat Kreitlow coming up after an information update, news, weather, and sports straight ahead here on 98.9
WXCO. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Ian Welsh and myself join you at 22 and 52 after the hours in both the 7 and 8 o'clock hours. Stepping away from Pat over in the Chippewa Falls area, talking about things and people that are here in the central Wisconsin area. Right now, 60 degrees here in downtown Wausau. We are located right in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street downtown. And we're going to have a specific date coming up, but coming up in just over a month. I can't say what the exact date is quite at this point. We're down to two choices.
Okay.
But coming up in early to mid-September, we are going to have an open house here in our studios.
Oh.
A chance for folks to stop on by, take a look around. We'll have some food and drinks and answer questions and nice. Just open our doors to folks here in downtown Wausau to be able to have them pop on in, say hello, have us say hello to them, and you know, meet our neighbors and meet folks here in downtown Wausau. So
that sounds like a really fun event.
Yeah, we will have a date lined up here very, very soon, but it's going to happen in just over a month's time. So hopefully you'll be able to come on by and say hello and take a little snack on us and take a look around. We are proud of our location here in downtown Wausau, so definitely yes, something that we would love to, you know, have you be part of. So that is something to keep an eye on.
Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Last night, former Vice President Kamala Harris was on Stephen Colbert's show.
Hey, Kamala.
On The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. This week, the former vice president announced that she would not be a candidate for governor of California. She had been talked about as a potential candidate because the current governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is term limited. He cannot run for re-election in 2026. So the thought was that if Kamala Harris decided to get into the race, that she would be by far the top Democrat to run for that seat.
Okay.
But she said that she would not. And it was a very interesting discussion last night on Colbert's show. Of course, Stephen Colbert recently got word that CBS was going to be ending his show next May. And talking to the former vice president, Colbert had asked basically why she was not going to be running for California governor. And it was a very interesting response. A very, I think, strong response in the sense that you don't want to hear this, but at the same time, sometimes you do have to hear it.
What did she say?
She said, "I just, for now, I don't want to go back into the system. I think it's broken." And that's a hard statement. And Colbert was actually taken quite aback by it. He said, "To hear you say that it's broken, to hear you say that our systems aren't strong enough is harrowing." And she had said, "There are many good people in the public sector." She said she always believed that as fragile as our democracy is, our systems would be strong enough to defend our most fundamental principles. But amid President Donald Trump's second term, she said, "I think right now that they're not as strong as they need to be. And I just don't want to, for now, I don't want to go back into the system. I want to travel the country. I want to listen to people. I want to talk to people. And I don't want it to be transactional where I'm asking for their vote." And that's actually a good thing, because often
she makes some really good points.
When you go around asking for votes, then you're instead of going out there and trying to find out what the people truly are thinking, you're trying to talk to people and to get them to vote for you.
Yeah,
and it's not to say that when candidates go out and talk to folks, they're not listening and taking it in. But at the same time, there's always that sense that, hey, you're looking for something, not just looking to hear my voice. If you're a citizen talking to somebody like the former vice president. She did, after Colbert had said, you know, to say it's broken is harrowing, she said, "But it's also evident, isn't it? A hard truth." And then she clarified, "It doesn't mean that we give up." She said, "I'm always going to be part of the fight. That is not going to change." She has a new book out titled 107 Days, which she described as a behind-the-scenes tell-all about her 2024 bid for president, the shortest ever run for the White House after former President Biden abandoned his re-election campaign. So it might be an interesting read. So. If you missed Kamala Harris last night, you can see it on the Late Show with Stephen Colbert's YouTube channel as well. Time for our number for the day.
Yeah, hopefully I can avoid the gutter ball.
The big goose egg. Yeah,
yeah.
0-4 this week. So it's time for a little pride here. It's time to get it right because it's for pride. You can't get a passing grade, but you can get some pride here by getting it right. And I know you're into the comic characters and the superheroes. So today's topic is Spider-Man.
Nice.
And on this date, August the 1st, it's Spider-Man's birthday.
Aww.
He was introduced in Marvel Comics issue number 15. Okay. What year was Spider-Man introduced.
Okay.
1962, 1972, 1982.
You know, I'm going to say 1972. 72 is my final answer. Well, 1972.
Spider-Man was introduced on August the 1st of 1962.
Oh, man. What was the first time for everything?
You may as well go completely zeros because you weren't going to get a passing grade. This way, you start anew on Monday.
Yep.
By the way,
next week, do it over.
By the way, it's also a birthday for WXCO. It was 3 years ago today that Civic Media took charge of WXCO. So August the 1st of 2022, Civic Media took over WXCO. Matt and Air on Air coming up next. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.